Hey there, firm owners. I'm Ryan Lozanis, and you're listening to the Future Firm Accounting Podcast, the place where you'll get one actionable lesson each episode to help systematize your accounting firm so you can earn more while working less. Hope you're well, and thanks for tuning in today. Today's episode is about collecting feedback from your clients so that you can improve your firm's customer experience. This is such an important topic in today's age because clients really want an easy, smooth experience in almost everything they do. The Ubers and Amazons of the world have done a great job at making everything a one-click experience, and as much as possible, we want to replicate those models. Obviously, it's not quite the same in the world of accounting as we have many more variables to contend with, but our objective is to provide our clients with a pleasant experience in an area of their business that they really don't enjoy. When it comes to upgrading your firm's customer experience, it really comes down to getting inside your clients' heads to see where they want to see improvement. You might already have ideas, but it's best to validate those ideas first with actual feedback before you go ahead and spend a chunk of your precious time implementing something that may not make a huge difference to your clients. To do that, you'll need to collect feedback from your clients, and today we'll explore three simple ways to do so. The first way is one of the most popular ways to collect feedback, and that's through something called NPS surveys. NPS stands for Net Promoter Score, and essentially the survey just asks one very simple question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to recommend our business to a friend or colleague? You can send this survey out periodically to your clients. You can send it out after a customer service interaction. You can send it out after you make a major improvement in your firm, or pretty much any other time that you want to track feedback in relation to something specifically. And you can get pretty technical about who and when these are sent out. But if you just want to keep things simple and get things started, just send this out to all your clients every quarter. You'll need an app to manage this. And personally, we are using Beamer. The app will email out your clients and will ask them to answer between 1 and 10. The app can even ask a follow-up question after they provide their score, such as, "What improvements would you like to see in our firm?" The idea here is to track customer satisfaction and start collecting feedback so that you can see repeated requests for a certain improvement in your business. Once you see repeated requests, that's when you can have a bit more confidence in implementing those changes. Okay? Next is another survey that I've been running, but I don't run it very frequently. This idea comes from Robert Cialdini, who is a psychologist and has a highly acclaimed book called Influence: Psychology of Persuasion, which is a great read. Basically, every year or so, you would email your clients and ask them this question in the subject line: do you consider yourself a helpful person? It's an interesting question because most people would say that they are, and it's a better subject line than simply saying, please complete this short survey. Then the body of the email simply says, I was hoping I can ask your advice on something related to our firm. Click here to help. And then you link out to a Google form, which just asks one question. What's the one thing about our firm that you would change? The question is open-ended and you will get a lot of different answers. Your job is to categorize these responses and determine the most requested things and then action those. The reason I got on this last time I ran this survey was incredible. We had 25% of those that we sent this out to complete the survey, which is astronomical. And then the last way to gather feedback is to hold an annual re-engagement meeting with each of your clients to ask them their level of satisfaction with your services. One question I like asking is, what can we do better? And to let them know to be honest and to not sugarcoat their feedback. I also wrote down the suggestions. Sometimes they were small things, and if that was the case, I'd make sure we implement those suggestions quickly and then follow back up with the client. Other times they were larger requested, and in these instances, you can track responses and then see where multiple clients are making repeated suggestions to help you prioritize what to improve first. So there you have it, three simple ways to collect feedback from your clients so that you can level up your firm's customer experience. Hopefully that helps, and if you're looking for help when it comes to unlocking freedom and flexibility in your firm, then you'll want to check out my Future Firm Accelerate online coaching program. You'll get step-by-step self-paced training on how to quickly systematize your firm so that you can earn more while working less. You'll get coaching whenever you need more help, and you'll join a community of 750 plus modern firm owners who are all helping each other out. For more info, just head on over to www.futurefirmaccelerate.com. So that's all for today. Hope you found today's episode helpful, and I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.